Welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations. And I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Eldridge, who has come back out of retirement to serve as the interim superintendent for the school district. I do want to give a quick shout out to Darren Holly, our current assistant superintendent of Pre-K-5, who did serve as my co-host for some bit of time during the school year. But Lisa, you're back now, so now it's your turn to come back on the podcast.
Glad to be back, and thank you for having me.
Of course. And you will see next to Ms. Eldridge here, we have two more guests, WSD's Executive Director of Special Education, Nadine Milostan, and our Waterford LifeTracks Program Coordinator, Kristen Robinson. And of course, we are here to talk about LifeTracks today. But first, welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
And you are both here to talk about, again, like I just mentioned, the special education curriculum that we have here, the LifeTracks program, and it's truly such a wonderful asset to our district. Nadine, why don't you explain to our audience a little bit about the program?
Thanks, Sarah. So the LifeTracks program provides instruction to the Waterford School District students who have IEPs that have completed 4 years of high school and are working towards their certificate of completion. The program works to promote personal growth. It also encourages students to ultimately become productive members of our community.
Kristen, how does your staff operate to ensure the program's mission and goals are met?
So our goal, each student has an IEP where they identify what their transition goals are for when they leave school services and enter adult living. So to help with that, every student has access to our 4 special education teachers, 12 paraprofessionals, and myself, the program coordinator. Every student sees our school social worker, and some students also receive additional support from her. And then as needed, our students have access to a physical therapist, occupational therapist, and school psychologist. And then outside of the school setting, we really work with family and communities. So we have community agencies that we're involved with that will kind of take over once they're done with us and help the students continue with their adult living goals.
Okay. So from what you've both told me, there's several components that go into LifeTracks. One of those would be the academic piece. Nadine, what details do you have about the academic opportunities that are offered through LifeTracks?
Well, our students receive instructional opportunities in reading and writing and math skills. We really want to make sure that their foundational skills meet their needs, they become practical for them, so that ultimately when they do go out and they are on their own, that they have that ability to, you know, use those practical, instructional, and functional skills. Our students also, again, practice their daily living skills. They receive instruction, as Kristen said, not only from our highly certified teachers, but also through our program school social worker. They get a chance to see that social worker at least once a week as they are using her in complement to building their instructional skills.
Okay, and next we have community utilization, which is twofold in its advantages in that it allows the students to learn how to safely access various locations in our community, but it also gives a chance for local businesses to learn how to best support students in these settings. So, Kristen, what are some of the businesses our LifeTracks students regularly engage with, and what skills are they learning through those businesses?
So I have to have a little cheat sheet because we have several. So
good news.
It is good news. So our students go to Planet Fitness once a week, and then a local workout studio called Studio 8, where they engage in, it depends on the class that week. It could be Tai Chi, it could be yoga, cardio, drumming. Every week, students have community-based instruction. So that is to a different location each week, and tied into that is a lesson and then some activity that they have to complete. And that's based on student support needs. So they could be going and working on locating items. They could be working on staying within a budget, seeking out help. It just depends on where the student's at. That could be going to the library, going to a department store, going to a park, going to Salvation Army. So they recently also expanded and went to the White Lake Library because we have a relationship. Waterford Library has a relationship with White Lake. So expanding their knowledge of places they can go. Once a month, we go bowling to the 300 Bowl. We go to Mott to go swimming. So there's all these places that our students are learning to access, but these businesses have really kind of developed a bond with our students, too, and know them and are able to interact and help support them in the community.
All right. That's wonderful to hear. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back to continue highlighting our LifeTracks programming.
Hello, Lisa Eldridge here, Interim Superintendent of Waterford School District. It's time to start thinking about where your child should attend school for the 25-26 school year. At Waterford School District, we aim to create today's student to become tomorrow's leader, and we are uniquely prepared to build your child's bright future. We have recently invested over $16 million in cutting-edge curriculum and technology. Additionally, in September of 2024, we opened a brand new state-of-the-art Stepanski Early Childhood Center, for which we are currently accepting registration. Learn more and enroll at wsdmi.org/enrollment. That's wsdmi.org/enrollment. Come join us here at Waterford School District, where your child will be inspired, educated, and empowered to thrive.
And we are back to learn more about our LifeTracks program. Nadine, I know our vocational and employment skills development is also a super important piece of the LifeTracks puzzle. Can you describe how this works and give us some examples?
I sure can. It is, it's about hope for our students that as they leave our LifeTracks program, they're ready to enter one or more paid employment opportunity, internship, or even a volunteer placement. We have a variety of options to prepare them for such work through their work sites where our students learn to learn to really interact with the business itself. They're under the guidance of a job coach from our program. They learn to carry out specific tasks and responsibilities. This also gives them that authentic setting in which to practice soft skills such as following a schedule, completing given tasks, asking for help, maintaining their own personal hygiene, and so on. So we have several current partnerships that are work sites for our students, such as Tunita's Groceries, the Orchards of Canterbury on the Lake, Airport Road Child Learning Center, and Fabulous Events, just to name a few.
And Kristen, I know there are other employability and vocational skill opportunities that go beyond just work sites. Can you discuss those a little bit?
Sure. So within our building, we're located at the Crary campus. I'm not sure if we mentioned that, but within our building, we have students most days of the week will run a pop cart. So they'll go through the building and sell pop and water. And they have a hand in deciding what is being sold, creating the price. And then they're responsible for interacting with the customers, making the change, and so on. We have what's called the PAES Lab, which stands for Practical Assessment Exploration System. I always forget the last part. This is a lab that allows students to explore the different career pathways and see what they're interested in. But on the flip side, also allows the staff to see what skills students need to work on still. We have Vo2Go, which is very similar to PAES, but it's for students who require more support. LifeTracks Creative Design, LCD, is newer. That is where students take orders either from people in the district, families within our program, or recently we created all the uniforms and then coaches' gear and fan wear for Clarkston's Special Olympics. So we take orders and produce spirit wear. And then DRAW is Disaster Relief at Work. It's part of our Waterford community We have students who volunteer there twice a month, and they help fill buckets for victims of natural disasters, hurricanes, recently the tornadoes. And then Let's Play Bricks is a company that comes to us, and they have our students sort through a multitude, endless Lego pieces I've never seen before. And they have a special computer program where they have to take a picture of the piece, identify it, and then sort it accordingly and inventory it. So those are the options we have right now for vocational skill building.
Okay. I think it was maybe the Creative Design Studio. They made T-shirts for us.
Yep.
With the logo.
Yep,
we used them on our billboard that was on M59 last year.
Yes, that's right. You are exactly right.
Yep. So they're doing some good work there, for sure.
Yeah, and they love it.
So it's not all academics and work sites. You also have a lot of extracurricular activities there as well. Can you talk about some of those?
Yes. So prom is a big one that happens every year. We, the past couple of years now, have been doing that at the Fountains, and it's been beautiful. That is for current students and families. A lot of times they bring a family member or a caregiver with them, but also for alumni. So they both attend. There's a DJ, there's a formal dinner, and a photographer. So they have a great time. Special Olympics is also a very big part of our program. So there are 6 different sports available to them. And in addition to the practices and the games, they hold a car wash once a year. And then they attend, they go to Traverse City for the winter games. And then they go to Central Michigan for the summer games. So they have a lot going on.
Yeah, and they just came back from the winter games with a bunch of medals, too.
Sure did.
Very exciting.
Yes. Yep. Had a good time.
Yep. And Nadine, they do a pretty comprehensive graduation ceremony as well, correct?
We do. We started a kind of a new way of celebrating our graduates just after COVID. And what we did is we partnered with the Waterford Township Police Department. And through their incredible support of our program, they lead a car parade for us. And so we go home to home and celebrate this really fantastic accomplishments with the families of our graduates. We have signs and poster boards, and it's really turned out to be an amazing event throughout the community. We are very fortunate. We have neighbors that come out and celebrate with us, but our PD takes their motorcade out, their motorcycles out at least once a year for this fantastic event, and we go home to home, and it's really quite something to look forward to.
Yeah, I know it is something exciting. We love to come and take pictures of it and promote it as well. But yeah, it's a really fun celebration for everyone, for sure. So the advantages of the LifeTracks program are tremendous and so comprehensive, and it's truly something to celebrate. Lisa, is there anything else you want to add about this program?
Well, you know, every student we have here in Waterford is unique in terms of skills and challenges and timelines for learning. And I think LifeTracks is especially important for us because it affords our students who may need a little bit more time, the time that they need to grow in their skills and experiences and life skills and job opportunities so that they can become as independent as possible and become productive and well-rounded members of our community. So it's a shining star in our Waterford School District for sure.
Well, there you have it. Anyone looking for more information on LifeTracks can go to the district's website. Kristen, Nadine, thank you for being here, and thank you for all you do for our special education students.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by Video Production Coordinator Jane Tickelly. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis. And you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at wsdmi.org, or you can tune into 89.5 WAHS, Radio Central Multicultural, or any Waterford Community Cable channel. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and if you want to watch the recording on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to tune into future episodes of WSD Voice. as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.